Hi, you guys. This is your girl, Brazil. I hope you are buying from adamandeve.com. I hope you are getting your sexual treats and satisfying your desires through this quarantine time. You know, Adam and Eve says the best part of staying at home is playing at home. Take advantage of the downtime and choose almost any one item at 50% off. When you do, you'll also get 10 free boredom-busting gifts, including 6 spicy movies, 3-piece bonus kit, and best of all, free shipping delivered discreetly right to your door. Just remember to use my offer code FREAKME, baby. That's FREAKME, FREAKME at checkout. Adam and Eve has thousands of products to make you glad that you're staying at home. Sex toys makes being at home so enjoyable. Hell, even shopping from home is more enjoyable when you're shopping sex toys, right? Go to adamandeve.com and use that offer code FREAKME to get 50% off just about any item, plus 10 free gifts. Use that offer code, babe. FREAKME. You are tuning in to Freak Me Harder Erotic Sex Talk, and this is episode 26, season 2. I am your host, Brazil X Rena, giving you exactly what you want for exactly what you need. My loves, on today's show, we're going to talk about how people can cope with past sexual abuse and how to live with it without it harming or destroying your sex life, relationships, and your mental health. Now, remember, as people, we never forget. You can learn to live with it where it will not harm you anymore. Now, why do people keep these secrets of being molested? Let me explain. People usually keep these secrets in fear of a threat that was stemmed upon them from their molester. Usually a molester will threaten them with something valuable, candy, family, someone very close, or maybe they might threaten you with a bad reputation. Now let's be clear, usually with adults with pedophilic disorder, they will use their lies to gain the child's trust. And sometimes they will even buy them gifts, toys, food, etc. Unfortunately, whatever that child may be lacking at home, the pedophiler will try to fulfill it in order to gain the child's trust. Now, let's be clear. Usually when a child is molested, it is more than likely by someone they know. This is why when a molester threatens a child, he is already aware of their family business and sometimes their issues as well. So they use that to manipulate their child or victim. Once their trust is gained, then they begin to make their move. Because now that kid feels safe and secured and doesn't know any better. The pedophile will then introduce their victim to sexual behaviors very slowly. During the time that the child is taken advantage of, they are sworn to secrecy about their encounters with the molester. The molester then puts fear in the child by telling them, "If you tell, I will hurt someone in your family, or you may never have any friends ever again in your life." The secrecy is what continues the sexual behavior without a soul to know. Now, this can happen to anyone at any age. The only difference is it's considered rape as an adult. Or if it's committed by an adult, it's considered rape. Now, how should one cope over being molested? How do you overcome it?
Well, I think a person could overcome being molested by first seeking help, a therapist, if you will. If you have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, from the event, I would suggest a psychiatrist. You could use both. If you're feeling depressed, if you need an antidote medically, if you need to take something because you're feeling a certain type of way from the encounter, I would suggest that you seek help. That would be the thing to do because sometimes people feel like they will do it to other people because they have it, because it's happened to them. When you're molested at a young age, you tend to think that's how life goes, even with family members. Now, with family, you don't automatically assume that you're gonna have sex with your family members, but after you're molested, you start to think that you do. Like, these things do occur within your family. And then you get all these other feelings and different sexual behaviors because that's what was taught to you. That was taken away from you. Your virginity and your innocence was stolen from you. So at that point, you don't know what sex is about. You don't understand the behavior, period. To overcome it, I definitely would suggest to get help. If you don't feel comfortable with getting help, I would suggest talking to someone that you feel that will keep that between you and that person. Because when you talk about it, you more than likely it will soothe comfort within your soul. Sometimes when, either professionally or with a friend, when you get that outside opinion, things start to make sense and you don't see the act that was done to you, the vicious, malicious act that was done to you. You don't see it as something that was your fault when you hear a response from the outside in. And some people kill themselves over things like this. They kill themselves because it eats them alive. Some people become cutters. They go through bulimia, anorexia, anything where they feel that they're distributing the feeling out. They're trying to get that feeling out of them. So they do different behaviors of getting rid of that feeling. Sometimes drugs, sometimes prostitution, where they already feel dirty. They already feel that their bodies are worthless. So they do these things in order to stop those future things from occurring. Or if it's already happened and you're in that position of those things going on, seek a friend. Seek someone that could help you. You don't even have to go in person to a therapist. If you have insurance, or maybe there's a 1-800 number where you could call a therapist and pay that way if you don't want to be if you don't want to be identified in person, if you feel a little embarrassed, you could call a therapist and talk to someone because this is a very, very serious act. And I don't want any of my listeners, if you have been through it, don't take this lightly. It's very serious, very serious. Now, should you tell your spouse that you've been through being molested? I think that you should tell your spouse, and here's why. Because there's a lot of different behaviors that occur and that mold the type of person you are. So there are a lot of bad habits that you have, possibly because of being molested. Or you may be acting a certain way because you've been molested. So it's best to me, in my opinion, I think you should tell your spouse, because your spouse could help you through it. Your spouse could help you through the ordeal. Your spouse could go to therapy with you. Your spouse can hold your hand through the process of letting this out. As I said before, you learn to live with it. You don't ever forget it. So learning to live with it is better when you have friends, when you have professional help. And if you have a spouse, it's better to tell them, because you don't want to have sex. And it's hard to have sex with your spouse and your spouse not know, and then he leaves because you're keeping it and holding it inside because you just don't want him to know. But you're arguing and the sex and he can't get inside, or you're not down with certain kinky things. Or maybe you are. But yes, I do feel that you should tell your spouse. Your spouse could be there by your side. Your spouse is your best friend. Your spouse is the one that will, you know, your spouse was your best friend in the beginning before you became, but before he became your spouse. So you definitely should tell your spouse, because I feel that it will be a moment that you could fight this inner demon together. Okay, so does being molested affect your sexual likes and dislikes? And can it create fetishes? Okay, so being molested can affect your sexual likes and dislikes, because it depends. If you were molested by a man, you know, that can, you might... You might turn out, like if a little girl was molested by a man, she might turn out gay, because, or lesbian, because she's in fear of men, which represents her molester. It's a very, very psychological mindfuck, because that ordeal is very scary. And the memory and physical abuse is very painful. So a lot of times people don't want, or they'll assume that they'll get the same pain and the same feelings will occur if they go to the same gender. The same gender that committed the crime. Okay? And the same thing goes for little boys that were molested by women. I mean, it could go either way. If a little boy was molested by a woman, he may turn out gay and sleep with only boys because he is afraid of the molester. I must be clear. You know, it's the image of the molester that they're afraid of, and the gender that is associated with the image. And the abuse that the people are afraid of. And they may not want to go to the opposite gender because of the fear of the ongoing hurt and pain that they suffered years and years and years, you know? And so they may be more comfortable becoming feminized. Yeah. Boys will become more feminized in a way of being submissive to their men that they're currently dating. When you see a relationship, sometimes like a relationship, you will see a more flamboyant, a more feminized, a male. And you know, people may say, oh, this is the male, the female, the wife of the relationship. Sometimes that occurs because they're molested. Sometimes that can occur. Okay. Being molested can create fetishes, and here's why. Because your innocence is fucked, you know, and it's taken advantage of. So while you're going through your adolescence and into adulthood, you are trying different things because you've always been doing different things, and you were introduced to different sexual things. So you may associate the different fetish behaviors with your molestation. Like for example, if someone was spanked, someone was molested, they might like getting spanked. They might like fetishes with getting spanked. They might like scat fetishes, that, you know, which is defecating on someone, that is releasing the pain. You might think of it, you know, for some people it's disgusting, but there's a psychological thing with that, you know, with the scat fetish. The, you know, for some people that have gone through the molestation, it's releasing. It's almost as if you're physically getting rid of it. The peeing fetish, you know, the same thing. You're getting rid of it. Now, not psychologically, you know, you're getting rid of it, or not physically. You're not getting rid of it forever. You're just getting rid of that pain for that moment. The same thing with people doing drugs. You're getting rid of that pain for that moment of highness. But as soon as you sober up, that pain is still there. You have to be psychologically strong within the love for yourself to overcome and live with that type of ordeal. Okay? So yes, I do believe that it, you know, fetishes are concocted from being molested. And it's sad because during these times, a person goes through so many sexual confusions and behaviors, and they have no idea what sex is. In other words, a normal person, I hate to say normal person, but a person that has not been molested, they will go through life understanding what sex is for and what it's about. But for someone that has been molested, sex is just sex. There's no emotion attached to it because it was used to, it was used in a way of taking their innocence. So, in essence, the victim does not see the beauty behind the act of sex or the love. Because sex is a conscious act. A conscious act of love. Remember, you guys, I explained in my other episodes, even if you don't love a person and you have a one-night stand, sex is love. You're not going to have sex with people and give it all you got if you don't love them. You have sex with people and you give it all you got because you want that person to be sexually satisfied and fulfilled. So you fuck them with love. Now, see, the difference with being molested is they fuck them. They fuck these little kids with a sick and disgusting act of manipulation and the act of liking other children or wanting to have sex with other children. It's so disgusting to me. But if you look at the person, the molester, sometimes the molester could have been molested themselves and never received the proper help for it. So they continued the legacy, if you will, in hurting others. And that is very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. A lot of times, I'm sure that molesters have had that happen to them. Behaviors are learned. Behaviors are learned. A molester is not going to just molest children. Sometimes they do. I don't know anybody, I don't know anybody personally that just does it but I do know that people do it because it's learned. It's learned behavior. And that's what continues the cycle of sick pedophilic ways amongst other children. There's so many people in this world that look at children more than their innocence. They look at children in a way of taking advantage of them, and they should be put in jail forever. Because if you think about it, what age should a person have sex? A person should have the ability to make their own choices in having sex at an age where their brain is fully developed. Because sex is very, very deep. Sex should not be put on a child. A child's brain isn't fully developed. In some cases, kids kill themselves. In some cases, kids do tell their parents and they don't believe them. If you are a parent out there and you are listening, please believe your children when they tell you that this has occurred. Please believe them. And please seek law enforcement to put these motherfuckers in jail for the rest of their lives. Because these people have committed a crime that has killed a part of your child mentally, and you have to work to bandage, if you will, the act that has already been committed so that child does not feel defamed or disgusting or dirty or ugly in any way because of the act. It does so much to their self-esteem. I am Brazil Xarena, and I approve this message because I was molested. I was molested for 16 years. I started getting molested at the age of 9. I was molested by my brother and my cousin. I went through a lot of emotional downfalls because of it. And I seeked help for it. My story is a conquering story. I am a very successful woman with two beautiful children, and I went through years of pain, and it was very hard for me to seek help because I felt that there was something wrong with me. I was married at one time, and I did share it with my spouse, and he didn't go to therapy with me, so I went by myself. It made me feel really low about myself being molested. As a little girl growing up, I was so confused, very confused. Do I feel that being molested has helped with me being bisexual? Yeah, I do. I do. In my personal opinion, I do feel that because I was molested by these people, I do feel that way because I was molested anally with both people. Yeah. So I do feel that it was sex with me, like sex for me wasn't a love. It was just an act, not an act of love, but just an act of doing it. I'm into a lot of fetishes. Do I feel that the fetishes have to do with my sexual past? Yes, I definitely do. I like getting spanked. I like doing things to people that require me dominating them. It's me taking control of my life. I wanted to share my story because I want everyone out there to know that I stand with you. And I love you. And if you haven't told anyone, you should. I made peace with my brother that molested me, and he got cancer. And he denied it. You know, when I told my mother when I was about 10 that he did that to me, and my mother didn't believe it. And I told my mother again as an adult, and my brother denied it. And, you know, long story short, he got cancer, and on his deathbed, he said he didn't want to go to hell. He wanted to publicly apologize for what he did to me. And he wanted to tell my mother that what I told her at the age of 10 was true. Before my brother died, it was my decision to go up there, and I battled with should I or should I not, or this is a great thing that happened to him. He got cancer. He's finally paying for what he did to me. But I went up there. I went up there and I let him apologize to me. And it was my closure. It was my closure. I went through cutting. I was bulimic. I was anorexic. I was a dancer. Don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong with being a dancer. There's nothing wrong because, you know, I'm a fetish queen, and I am involved in dominatrix. I am a madam. I don't feel that these are bad jobs. I just feel that in my life, if I wasn't molested, I probably wouldn't be in the sex industry so hard the way that I am now. But I flipped it. You see, the thing is when things like this happen to people, sometimes people become the victim forever. And they let it eat them alive until the day they die. And some people, they take back their life. And they talk to people. Words are powerful. You never know who has suffered from it. I've met many down low men. And I wonder in my mind, has that happened to them for them to be down low? There are many people that have committed suicide, and God rest them their souls, because of this. But I refuse to let the demons win. I refuse to let to give that authority to the devil. What the devil did to me, speaking through those people to do those things to me, was wrong. But one thing about me is I'm very powerful, and I'm very, very passionate about finding the art of love. You see, because that happened to me, it didn't make me treat anyone any different. I care about people. I've never hurt any children or anything like that. So don't think because you've molested anybody, you will hurt other kids. As I stated before, seek help. Seek help and you shall find a way of healing. The second person that molested me, which is my cousin, I told my father about both molestations. I talked to him on the phone. His name is Bobby. And he's in the military. And when I spoke to him on the phone, he said, "What are you trying to ruin my life, my reputation? Are you trying to damage or ruin everything that I've worked so hard for?" And I said, "No, Bobby, I just want you to tell the truth and apologize to me for hurting me." Now, Bobby is someone who molested me to the age of 16. And how I knew it was wrong was one time my Aunt Kathy, she lived above me and my father. My father owned a two-family house. Now, my Aunt Kathy wasn't home at the time. And Bobby bent me over his knee and pulled down my pants and started rubbing my ass and spanking me. So I felt weird at 16 and I said, "I'm going to tell my dad." And frantically and fearfully said, no, don't tell your father. Don't tell him. That's when I knew it was wrong. His response told me it was wrong. All these years, I thought it was right. All these years, I fell in love with my cousin. And I thought that we were a couple until I received help. That's when I knew it was wrong. That action of his own. If you have been molested, seek help, please. Professional help or through a friend. Talk to your spouse. Talk to your spouse about it and receive the proper help that's needed. If I conquered it, you can too. I went to college, still going to college. I study in psychology and pre-med and a minor in African-American studies. I'm very, very intelligent. I'm a tattoo model. I am successful. And I love you guys. And any of you listeners that have been through that, put those motherfuckers behind bars. My cousin, I'm going to end this with the response of my cousin. over the phone. He said, I didn't do it, but I'm sorry. And I said, Bobby, you don't apologize for things you didn't do. And I hung up the phone. And you know what my father said? My father said, it's a good thing that I didn't know when you were that young, because I probably would have killed them. Things happen the way that they happen for in your life for a reason. I do believe that. And I do believe I am the person that I am, a podcast owner and a motivational speaker, a person that loves people and encourages people. I do feel that I'm that type of person because of what happened to me. And although, although it was a horrible, dysfunctional, disgusting, sinister thing that happened to me, look at what I'm using my platform to do in order to help others, you know? Thank you for listening to my show, and there will be more to come. You guys have a good night. Love you. Okay, so before I go, I did want to explain that when I did receive help through my therapist, I did find out that the both people that molested me were perhaps molested by men because of the way that it was done to me. My brother also confessed that he was molested by his gay uncle when he was kidnapped and taken to Puerto Rico. And I don't know what age he was, but that did indeed happen with him. Okay, so my love said that is it for the show. I'm so sad that it's ended, but don't worry, I have more content in the near future. This podcast is made possible by listeners like yourself and brought to you by my sponsor, AdamandEve.com, where your sexual treats are only a click away. As always, I'd like to thank you guys humbly for your support. I work arduously to give you the content that sets the mood right. And as always, and I always love to say, be safe out there. Live, laugh, and fuck. And with that being said, you guys, we are out.